An extraordinary discovery was made in Killarney. A 4,000-year-old stone covel hammer was discovered. The man who discovered it and is with me on the talk but now is Peter O'Toole. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the programme. Tell me, first of all, I suppose, what is the stone covel hammer and how did you know you found what you found, or when did all this happen?
It's not an extraordinary find, really, because they were found in their hundreds at one time around the mines and at Ross Island, the copper mines. But I was out on the lake about 2 weeks ago in my boat, and I do a lot of photography, so I just pulled into a point of Fir Island on the Muckra shore, and I pulled the boat in, and up to a few weeks ago, the lake levels were very low. As you know, we had a very dry summer, so a lot of the limestone at that point and elsewhere on the lake was exposed. And I pulled the boat in, set up my tripod and ready to capture the sunset, and I was just messing around, and I just noticed in a little pool in the limestone a very round looking stone, very smooth stone. So I just picked it up, and I could see then that it was a cobblestone hammer, because there was a groove chiseled around the center of the stone where a wooden handle would have been attached, and then it was bound with leather straps or with twine or whatever they used at that time. But it would have been used during the Bronze Age period. That was around 4,000 years ago, and most of there's a long mining history around the lakes of Killarney, but the mining was took place around Ross Island at the copper mines. But I found this on the Muckra shore, which was very unusual, a long way from any mining activity around the lakes, but I kind of knew straight away what it was. But you could see the front of it then as well had been, worked. There was a lot of indentations on the front of the stone where it was pounded against rock. They were used, the cobblestone hammers were found in rivers, the smooth stone that would have been there for thousands of years rolling around the river. And they were very smooth and polished. And then they were collected and used as hammers in the mining activity around the Bronze Age period mostly,
Yeah. And so this was a tool of the time, really, 4,000 years ago, used for all sorts of purposes, but probably in mining as well, in the area, perhaps.
Mostly for mining, because there was an archaeological kind of a survey carried out on the Ross Island mines back in what was the date? It was 1992. The UCG carried out a very extensive archaeological survey of the mining area in Ross Island, and they discovered a lot of those cobblestone hammers going back, associated with the very early mining period of the Bronze Age, so they're usually, they were a specific tool used for that purpose,
For breaking rock.
And they would heat the limestone, and that would kind of make it more brittle. They'd break it then with the hammers, and then the hammers were used as well prior to the smelting period, where they'd break the copper down to a certain degree before they'd smelt it,
Even they had that kind of development of technology 4,000 years ago, or the technology of the time, to fashion items and things, items of value, I suppose, using the mineral, the copper ore that they found on Ross Island.
Yeah. Well, one fascinating thing about that survey when that was carried out by UCG was that when they were kind of exploring the old Bronze Age mines, they discovered, unearthed, should I say, the settlement area where people lived beside the mine at that time in the Bronze Age, and they found the portholes from the round huts. And what they found was bell beaker pottery. So the people that were there were known as the beaker folk, because they got that name from the bell shaped beaker pottery that they produced. And they migrated from continental Europe, mainland Europe, into Britain and into Ireland during the Bronze Age period, and they brought that kind of mining
technology with them.
And so that was fascinating that they found shards of beaker pottery at around the settlement area that they unearthed. So that was fascinating, you know.
Yeah, and would they have been Celts? Or do we know? Is it possible to tell 2000 BC we're talking about here?
They originated from, I'd say, maybe more of the Mediterranean region, I'd say, those beaker people, beaker folk, as they were called, you know, at that time. And before the beaker people, you had the Neolithic people, kind of, you know, but I don't think they were farming. They were the first farming people. And they didn't have that, I'd say, technology, the mining technology that the beaker people brought with them, you know. So, that was the time.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it, Peter? I know you spend a lot of time photography and out there through your work at the National Parks and Wildlife Service, but that these people have, you know, unintentionally or whatever, they've left these clues as to who they were and what they did, and that these, you know, I suppose it's like a time capsule. This thing survives to today, yet it was in daily use 4,000 years ago. It's astonishing.
Oh, yeah, that's the amazing thing about it, to handle something like that and say maybe the last person that handled this, you know, lived 4,000 years ago, a primitive time. You could imagine the landscape at that time, you know, a wilderness kind of, you know, especially in this part of Ireland. I'd say a lot of the woodland, the ancient woods still survived, whereas elsewhere
still survived.
They've been cleared. They'd have been cleared by the Neolithic people, the first farming people, but down in the kind of the remote parts of the southwest here, the woodland survived up until the 17th, 18th, 19th century, when they were felled by the English at that time. But it's amazing, really, you know. But as I said, there's a long mining history associated, especially with the Ross Island copper mines. And of course, you had the Muckross mines as well, then later on the Muckross Peninsula. And they're all on the... There's a geological fault line running through the lakes, Killarney's lakes, where you have limestone to the north and all sandstone to the south, all the mountains and South Kerry are all red sandstone. So the fault line runs right through the lakes, and it's on the fault line that the minerals were found, you know, so...
That explains that. Yeah, Peter, listen, fascinating stuff. And thanks a million for talking to us about on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
Great stuff. That's Peter O'Toole there. Talk to us, listeners, after a big storm about 10 years ago. I came across a dozen or so of the cobblestone hammers around Ross Island, says the listener. It's been dislodged from something during the storm. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us on that. If you've been viewing it, get in touch with us on the programme.